The next item on the agenda, I believe, is the Russian River County Water District, Sonoma County Water Agency Resources hearing. And that's for cease and desist order number R1-2014-0034. This is the time and place for a hearing by the California Regional Water Quality Control Board, North Coast Region, to consider adoption of a cease and desist order in the matter of the Russian River County Water District and Sonoma County Water Agency Russian River Wastewater Treatment Facility. This item has been properly noticed. Will all those who expect to give testimony in this matter please stand, raise your right hand, and take the following oath. Do you swear or affirm that you will tell the truth in this matter? Okay. The best I could tell, I saw lips moving from everybody, but to make the record clear, when you get up and testify, just say you were sworn in. Timelines for the presentation are as follows. Staff, 10 minutes. Discharger, 10 minutes. And then we have the interested public, 3 minutes each. First, I want to ask both staff and the discharger, are you in agreement with the 10-minute time frame? Are there any objections? Okay. The record should reflect there have been no objections to that time period. At this time, we'll start with the staff presentation.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. I'm Mona Doherty, the supervisor for the Stormwater and Wastewater Programs. I have been sworn in. I'm here on behalf of Kathy Goodwin today, who could not be at this meeting. So I'm going to give the staff presentation for item number 3, the proposed cease and desist order for the Russian River CSD and Sonoma County Water Agency. So first, I want to go over that I am going to be covering the facility location and description. I'm going to discuss the proposed CDO and the public comments we've received. So Guerneville is, see if I can use this correctly. Guerneville is right here. It is about 15 miles west of Santa Rosa. It's adjacent to the Russian River, which flows to the southwest, and the Sonoma County Water Agency operates the facility on behalf of the Russian River CSD. The facility is small with a design dry weather flow of 0.7 million gallons per day and serving approximately 7,300 people. As you may recall, the board adopted the most recent waste discharge requirements for this facility this past March, and so I'll be brief in my descriptions. The aerial overview shows the wastewater treatment facility, along with the discharge point, the reclamation and land disposal areas used to dispose of treated wastewater. There we have the discharge point and the Birch properties, which is going to be the primary point of our discussion today. This is a municipal wastewater treatment facility with tertiary treatment and ultraviolet light disinfection. The facility discharges to the river from October to November through mid-May each year. During the dry weather season, treated effluent is used to irrigate the 43-acre golf course right there at agronomic rates. Treated wastewater in excess of the golf course's need is disposed of by spray irrigation on 17 acres of forested land adjacent to the treatment plant, identified here as the upper and lower Birch properties. The permit views irrigation of the Birch property as wastewater disposal, as it is water used in an area that does not otherwise need it, and it is discharged at a rate higher than agronomic rates. Groundwater monitoring in the lower Birch area has shown that concentrations of wastewater pollutants such as nitrate and TDS are elevated in the downstream groundwater monitoring well in comparison to the upstream monitoring well. During the March permit hearing, the need for the proposed cease and desist order was discussed. The proposed CDO addresses several areas of actual or potential noncompliance, including limits for total dissolved solids and sodium, groundwater receiving water limitations, and the prohibition against nuisance conditions. The proposed CDO contains a compliance schedule that gives the facility additional time to achieve compliance with limits for TDS and sodium. The first task requires a permittee to monitor effluent and groundwater for 15 months following completion of the biological nutrient removal project that is currently underway. This project involves an upgrade of the existing aeration basins to provide for nitrogen and phosphorus removal. The permit requires the project to be completed on October 1st, 2014. This BNR project will result in a significant reduction in nitrate, and it is reasonable to expect that TDS will be reduced with the reduction of nitrate. The CDO requires an evaluation of wastewater treatment facility operations and chemical additions to identify whether TDS and sodium could be further reduced by adjusting chemical additions at the wastewater treatment facility. The CDO also requires a survey of system users and consideration of source control measures. The compliance schedule gives the permittee the entire permit term to achieve compliance. The proposed CDO also sets interim limits for TDS and sodium that are based on current plant performance. The proposed CDO also provides time for the permittee to evaluate compliance with groundwater receiving water limitations, which require that the disposal of wastewater shall not cause statistically significant degradation of groundwater quality or cause exceedances of water quality objectives. This evaluation is needed because groundwater monitoring beneath the lower Birch irrigation area has shown elevated levels of nitrate and TDS. If that groundwater data show any increase in groundwater pollutant concentrations are significantly significant, the CDO requires the permittee to study groundwater conditions further or provide a commitment to expand the reclamation system. The proposed CDO also provides time for the permittee to evaluate compliance with the prohibition against nuisance conditions. This evaluation is needed to address concerns that have been raised that discharges to this land disposal system may be creating conditions of nuisance, such as ponding water that may allow mosquito breeding and extended periods of saturation that may cause odors. We received two comment letters on the cease and desist order. The Sonoma County Water Agency submitted several comments on behalf of the Russian River CSD and included concerns about how violations of permit and cease and desist order conditions would be handled and a request for revisions to compliance dates in the schedule for TDS and sodium. We were able to assure them that their concern about enforcement for future violations is addressed in the CDO by providing interim limits and the ability to request an extension of the compliance schedules for reasonable cause. Minor modifications were made to the due dates in the compliance schedule in response to the Water Agency's comments. A consultant submitted comments on behalf of the Birches, the owners of the area used for land disposal. In response to the first comment, the CDO was modified to require that the evaluations of nuisance conditions be completed during the 2015 irrigation system. They also requested that the CDO have a mechanism to report and address nuisance conditions found during the evaluation. The permit requires reporting of noncompliance, therefore it wasn't necessary to include an additional mechanism in the CDO. They also requested that the time schedule for evaluating the reclamation and land disposal system for expansion be shortened. The schedule was not shortened, and it intentionally provides time and flexibility for the permittee to address this expansion or potential expansion, because the permittee also needs time to address some serious issues in the collection system that were identified due to a large raw sewage spill that occurred this past February when a force main ruptured. Both issues will require a large expenditure of financial and staff resources. I'd be happy to answer any questions. We recommend that you adopt the CDO as proposed with a roll call vote. Thank you.
Board member questions? Okay. We'll call up the districts.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. My name is George Lincoln, and I was sworn in.
Thank you.
The district doesn't have any comments. I just wanted to say thank you to staff, especially Kathy Goodwin, who's not here today. And to Mona for making the presentation. They worked with us a lot. We had a lot of questions. We had some difficulties with some of the tasks and time schedules. We got those straightened out, and so we appreciate that. If there are any comments or questions afterwards that we can answer, then we'd be happy to do that then. Thank you.
Any board member comments or questions? Okay. And then that waives your 10 minutes time. You've completed your presentation. Okay, thank you. We'll now call on interested members of the public. Anne Maurice.
Anne Maurice, Ad Hoc Committee for Clean Water, and I was sworn in. And I sent a letter to Kathy Goodwin when I found out about this accidentally by taking a look at your agenda. I didn't realize that the Russian River Sanitation District was facing a cease and desist order. Because Chairman Corbett, I mentioned in my public testimony earlier on items off the agenda that Occidental is facing fines for noncompliance, and that I was surprised that the water agency was proposing sending wastewater from Occidental to the Russian River District. And that would be tremendously expensive, and we found an alternative that was far cheaper. So why would anyone want to continue to overload the Russian River treatment plant, which is having problems already, and having to irrigate at above agronomic rates in Guerneville? Well, I wonder how many people in Occidental are aware of this problem in Guerneville. I was aware of it because I've been more involved in wastewater issues. But most people in the Occidental area, as we were working on what to do as an alternative for the Occidental wastewater treatment plant, we discovered most people in Occidental, the ratepayers and people in the surrounding area, had no idea where the Occidental treatment plant was. And if they don't know where the treatment plant is in their own town, I'm sure that they don't know what's going on in Guerneville. So people hear that there's trouble, but they really don't have any specifics, and people aren't involved with wastewater treatment. I think that is symptomatic of what's wrong in the bigger picture. We have only a smattering of people here, and I don't know how many of them are just ordinary citizens. The document that was sent out regarding the pending cease and desist order was only sent to a few people. Certainly the landowner whose land is being irrigated is important to have it sent to, but what I'm suggesting, and I wrote the letter to Kathy Goodwin, I want to bring it to the full board, is there needs to be far greater public outreach. Do people have any concept of the multi-million dollar projects that it requires to treat their wastewater? Do they think about what happens to water when it goes down the drain? Water being applied higher than agronomic rates? Well, this has to do with water conservation, doesn't it? But most people think of water conservation in terms of when they turn on the tap. If the drinking water comes out under pressure that they're used to, then everything is fine, and they don't have to think about conservation. Are they thinking about what happens to the amount of water that they're using in their household when it goes down the drain? Where does it go? Who deals with it? Who disposes of it? It's not just treating it, but it's also putting it into the community on the land, causing groundwater problems and so forth. And this is 30 years that I've lived in the county, 20 years that I've, maybe 25, that I've been aware of wastewater problems and so forth. I'm going to wrap it up. The situation hasn't gotten any better. The salmon that were abundant on the verge of extinction, but they're just canaries in the coal mine. The problem is ours. So I would suggest that the water agency, which has an outreach program, and maybe you can find some funds to do the same, the regional board, is to engage the average citizen to make him realize that these treatment plants do not manufacture wastewater. It starts with us. Thank you.
Thank you. Any board member questions or comments? Okay. Greg Linnellen.
It's actually George Lincoln, sir.
I'm sorry, what?
Isn't that George
Lincoln? Or George Linnellen.
Lincoln.
That was the district.
Okay. So we are done, I believe, with public comment. Anyone else? Okay, I will then take the matter back to, I'll ask staff, do you have any comments before we take it back? Okay, I'll take it back to the board. Board discussion or a motion?
Mr. Chair?
Yeah.
We saw the permit for this. I've been on this board for 6 years. 5 years ago, we adopted a permit. We recently renewed this permit, I believe, in the last several months. The Birch property was identified as a potential issue with irrigation practices at that time, and it looks like this schedule actually has groundwater monitoring and characterization as it goes. I would like to ask that we have some information as information comes in with these studies and the time schedule order, that it's fed back to this board either through an EO report or some type of semblance of distribution of information as it comes back. Doesn't have to be in a board meeting. It could be informal, but just so that we're informed about what's going on. Please.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I would give you a motion to adopt order R12140002.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. And this is roll call vote, so someone needs to call the roll.
Happy to do that. Chairman Corbett.
Aye.
Vice Chair Noren.
Aye.
Board Member Massey.
Aye.
Board Member Giusti.
Aye.
And Board Member Minton.
Aye.
Okay, the motion carries. And that concludes that item. The next one is